Can't stay in the car? Take the Ryan Gorman Show with you on the free iHeartRadio app. Now, more of the Ryan Gorman Show on News Radio WFLA.
Ryan Gorman here with James Burlander. Dana McKay out on vacation. She'll be back tomorrow morning. And right now, let's go to the hotline and bring in our air travel and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, it's great to have you back on. And let's start with a couple of stories tied to the markets and the economy. S&P 500 struggling a bit lately. What's going on there?
Well, last year, when you looked at the big picture of things, a lot of people were saying, you know, Jay, diversification last year really wasn't all it was cracked up to be, because you only had a handful of stocks that were, in essence, lifting the markets as they were. And that's certainly what we saw. I mean, when you've got NVIDIA, Meta, and others that were part of this group that were just driving things up, the other stocks were just kind of, you know, just kind of flopping along. Well, you can only keep that going for a period of time and sustain it before those really super hot stocks start to fall back. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And right now, that's why we're at a point where the S&P 500, I think it's up 4% this year. NASDAQ, barely, not even 2%. The Dow's not even up 1% year to date, because we're seeing right now a lot of these super red hot stocks, the few that have been lifting the market, starting to cool off. And now we've got earnings coming in this week from other companies, and it's going to be very interesting to see if they can finally jump in and contribute to help bring this market up a little bit. And, you know, it's too early to tell. But, again, you can't have a few stocks that's pushing things up and up and up and continue that for any sustained period of time, because, you know, every one of these stocks is going to cool off at one point or another.
Yeah, and that's what recently happened with NVIDIA, right? That took a bit of drop, and that was what really brought the S&P 500 down last week.
It is, and it was expected. I mean, you can only take off for such a period of time, and anybody that studied charts with stocks recognizes that even over a period of time, you've got the sharp increases, the slight drops, the price recoveries in it. You just kind of have that bounce back and forth. It's never a straight line up. It's gonna have the drops and recoveries through there. And what we're seeing is a lot of people looked at the surging markets last year, coming into this year, as, you know, everybody's a winner. So they were shoving a lot of money into the market, and kind of surprised that some of the stocks that they were using, diversified, were giving them, in their eyes, meager returns based on what some of these other stocks were doing. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how this year continues with a lot of the financial challenges we have before us. And, of course, the interest rate hikes or non that are perhaps on the horizon, and a lot of the monetary policies that's going to be causing a lot of companies to either kind of hold back or expand and hopefully try to take advantage of some opportunities.
What are the expectations for earnings season? What are we likely going to see from some of our top companies, or at least what do investors think we're going to see?
You know, when I'm talking to a lot of individuals and reading a lot of the different reports, the earnings are maybe a third of what individuals are looking at.
Okay.
The real crux is going to be the future guidance as far as what these companies are expecting as we go through this year and into next year. And I tell you, Ryan, that's really where the crux of all of this is at, because there's so much speculation with regards to how is the country going to be doing from a GDP standpoint? How are we going to be doing as far as controlling inflation? What's going to happen with the banks as far as the ease or non-ease of being able to access capital cheaply? And all of these things are kind of up in the air. And that's really the challenge for a lot of these decision makers as they move forward. And that's why a lot of individuals are putting a lot of the future plans on pause until they've got more concrete data that they can rely on that's a lot more, trustworthy, if you will, reliable than what we have right now. Because right now it's just a great deal of speculation. And anytime that happens, you have people taking a step back far more than they're going to be jumping into areas that perhaps they should be holding off on.
We're joined by our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Last thing I want to ask you about, and then we'll get to some air travel stories. Federal Reserve taking it from both sides. You've got one side who's saying, you know, they're doing too little to battle inflation. Other side saying, you know, they've been doing too much. And it looks like they're in a holding pattern here for a while, unless we get, you know, some news that, that really changes the dynamic. And then you've got, let's be honest, then you've got the politics of it as we get closer and closer to the election. The Federal Reserve starts cutting rates all of a sudden, you know, right before November. I mean, whether or not that had anything to do with it, and my my bet would be Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve would not be doing things you know, to influence the election one way or another. They just don't seem like the type, you know, of crew that would do that. The fact of the matter is they're going to be called out as doing just that if that's the road they go down.
Well, that's true. And you and I've talked about for months how Jerome Powell's never listened to. He came in saying they had hoped for three interest rate cuts this year, and nobody listened. They said that we were going to have 5, 6, 7 massive rate cuts, and obviously you and I just kind of shrugged that off. It wasn't going to happen. And the whole idea now is, as we move forward, is Jerome Powell, I mean, regardless of some of the data that comes out, they're going to be saying, okay, we need more data, because if it starts to trend in a different direction, they're not going to take a sample of one or two reports and say, okay, we're there. It's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm hoping this year we see 2 interest rate cuts. I'd be thrilled with that. Three would be wonderful. But I think given the trait or the pace that everything's on right now, the 2 interest rate cuts, I think, would be a win for us this year, especially if we don't have any further interest rate hikes. And I couldn't agree more with you on the politics of things. I take great exception with a lot of my very good friends who say that a lot of the decisions are politically motivated. They're not. Jerome Powell last year, his team was being almost pushed into, well, now is obviously the time for interest rate cuts in a lot of them. And when it didn't happen because those people couldn't influence the Fed, and there's no way they had a chance at that, now they're saying, well, the reason we have inflationary problems is because the Fed didn't do enough, or they did too much. So, you know, these headlines are more designed to try to, a lot of times like we see with political situations, where the headlines are designed to try to sway individual voters in one direction or another. We're seeing the same thing here. And when you recognize it for what it is, you can ignore it and just listen to the people who are in charge as far as what's going to be taking place.
All right. When we come back, we'll have more with Jay Ratliff. Another close call between two planes on a runway and 2 United pilots suspended. We're going to get to those stories in just a moment. If you're contemplating selling your home before you make any final decisions, you want to make sure you reach out to my friends over at